Smoked Bacon Potato Cheddar Round. At Smokin'Licious, we understand how much people love bacon, especially the smoked version. That's why we encourage you to make your own smoked bacon using a pork belly between 3 and 5 pounds. This amount will provide for more than a few great recipes, as well as enjoyment by the slice. You can find our method of making smoked homemade bacon here. For this recipe, I'll be incorporating 1.5 pounds of my smoked bacon with potatoes, sharp white cheddar cheese for a simple, flavorful, savory round that can be used for breakfast as a dinner side dish or an entree on its own, as it certainly is hearty enough. Just 3 primary ingredients. This is a super easy recipe from an ingredient standpoint. It does, however, take a bit of preparation of the ingredients to make the round come out perfectly. Start by taking your previously smoked pork belly, which has become perfectly smoked bacon, and make 1/2-inch thick slices that will be diced. You'll need a total of 1.5 pounds of diced smoked bacon. Now take roughly 5 medium-sized potatoes, wash them well, and pat dry with paper towels. Slice them by hand into thin slices, or use a food processor equipped with a slicing disc, or use a mandolin slicer. Next, you'll need approximately 1 pound of sharp cheddar cheese. I prefer white versus yellow, and grate this. For making the round, I use a large springform pan, which is 9 to 10 inches, with the bottom lined in parchment paper. You can oil the parchment round and the sides of the pan to prevent sticking if your pan is not nonstick already. Assembly. Begin with the sliced potatoes and start to layer them in a circular pattern in the pan. Overlap slightly to ensure no leakage. Now sprinkle a layer of grated cheddar cheese. Sprinkle a layer of diced smoked bacon. Then repeat this sequence until all the ingredients are used up, ending with cheese bacon layer. Bake or grill until tender. I like to place my filled springform pan onto a sheet pan to ensure if anything leaks out of the pan, it has a place to land. Ideal cooking temperature is 350 degrees Fahrenheit and can be done in the oven or on the grill. If using the grill, be sure to cook using a 2-zone setup that will put the pan on the unlit side of the grill. Cooking time will range between 35 and 45 minutes. You'll know this is cooked when the top browns nicely and the base potatoes are tender. Use a knife tip to test for tenderness. Let cool for just a few minutes, then release the springform ring. Move the cooked round to a platter and slice either in squares or pie slices. Most definitely, this is hearty enough to fill you up and give you the great flavor of a meat pie, but with the great flavor of smoked pork that elevates this for popularity. Tasting notes. Consider changing up the flavors of this round by including caramelized onions, diced peppers, mushrooms, etc. I prefer not to add seasonings or herbs to allow the pure flavors of the smoked bacon to come through, but certainly you can add as you like. What's your favorite recipe featuring homemade smoked bacon? Leave us a comment to opine and subscribe to get all our postings on tips, techniques, and recipes. Bringing innovation to wood-fired cooking with recipes, techniques, and the science behind the fire, smoke, and flavor. That's Smokin'Licious. Did you love this recipe? Then please share it.